by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall have only one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we may recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Here.
Councilman Espinosa.
Present.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Here.
Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Here.
Councilman Uren.
Here.
Council President Cahill.
Here, and will you please join me in a salute to our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. That'll bring us to number five. This is comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda.
Not at this time.
Okay, great. Thank you. That'll bring us to number six. This will be open to the public. This is comments regarding item number seven, which are the consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time, this is for the remote attendees. Please raise your hand and either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We'll close the remote attendee portion and we'll open it up to the public here in person if you wish to speak at this time. This is again regarding number seven, which are the consent agenda items. Please come to the podium, name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Seeing none, I'm going to close the in-person public portion. Okay, and that brings us to number seven, which are the consent agenda items. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? God bless you. Seeing none, I will accept an offer.
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. That'll bring us to number, Sorry, we're double-sided and I forgot. Okay. That'll bring us to number an ordinance on first reading. This is authorizing acquisition of block 11317, lot 23.02. It is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Property Identified as Block 11317, Lot 23.02, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public use pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 ETSEC be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 17th day of December 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer, sir.
Okay, I think we have a first and a second. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading, and that'll bring us to number 9. This is an ordinance also on first reading. This is authorizing acquisition of Block 303, Lot 17.01, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Property identified as Block 303, Lot 17.01, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public use pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 ETSEC, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 17th day of December 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilman Uren.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 10, an ordinance on first reading, authorizing execution of financial agreement for Idle 1551 South Washington Urban Renewal LLC, Block 5301, Lot 14.04, which is 1551 South Washington Avenue. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution? Or that's an ordinance. Go ahead and please read that. Thank you.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, New Jersey, authorizing execution of financial agreement with IDIL 1551 South Washington Urban Renewal LLC, pursuant to the long-term tax exemption law, NJSA 40A:20-1 ETSEC, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 17th day of December 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. And do I have an offer?
Offer, Rouse.
Do I have a second?
Okay, second, Councilman Shaw, second.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 11, which is also an ordinance on first reading. This is amending and supplementing various chapters of the Municipal Code, Part 4. It is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, adding Chapter 2, Administration, Section 2-47, Mayoral Advisory Commission on Public Relations, and Chapter 34, Water, and amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 7-15, Parking Prohibited During Certain Hours on Certain Streets, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 17th day of December 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilman Irwin.
Do I have a second?
Second, Espinosa.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 12, which are announcements and comments from officials. Councilwoman Carmichael.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, it's that time again. The annual Piscataway Township tree lighting on this Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m. At Town Hall. Everyone in the town is invited to come. There will be refreshments, and we look forward to seeing you. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Espinosa?
Yes, just a reminder that the holidays are upon us, and just to be careful driving out there. There are a lot of drivers going to holiday parties. Just please be careful. Take an Uber if you need to, and have a safe holiday.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilwoman Lombardi?
In continuing with all of our holiday events, if you are anticipating being in the holiday decorating contest, we have moved the registration out a little bit to December 11th. So if you are looking to join in, you have till December 11th to register. And East Jersey Old Town over there on River Road has our holiday traditions this Saturday, 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It's usually a nice event over there.
It is.
And I want to say happy retirement to Councilwoman Carmichael.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi. Councilman Rouse.
Oh, yes. Everyone have a wonderful holiday season, and be safe. God bless you all.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Shaw?
No, thanks.
Thank you. Councilman Irwin?
Yes, everyone have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you, Councilman Irwin. Mr. Mayor?
I'm going to do a different mood. I just want to make the announcement. We're fortunate enough to receive our new rating for the agency for our fiscal stability, and it's being upheld to AA plus stable, which is the second highest that you can get for a municipality in the state of New Jersey, by Moody's. They said that basically we're doing all the right things. The reason why we did not get AAA, believe it or not, is because we're at 140% of the mean household income. We need to be over 200% of the state average. So I think there's a little discrepancy with the rating agencies in regards to that. If a town is doing all the right things on the road to AAA, they should be AAA. And we can't be held because we do have Rutgers University located in our community, and that sort of drags down our numbers. But I think there's a little, I'm going to be polite about it, a little discrepancy. So.
Yes, that seems a little bit unfair, but we checked off every other box, which is the most important part. I would say there's some discrimination going on there. Business administration. Okay, counselor?
No comments, thank you.
And I myself would just like to remind folks about, again, the Christmas tree lighting at 7 o'clock. And then on Monday at 7 o'clock also is the mayor's TV show with Santa. So Santa will be there. If you have any young ones who'd like to call in and ask Santa for their special toy for Christmas, he will be available. So he is visiting Piscataway three times He'll come to the tree lighting, come to the mayor's show, actually four times. He'll be around at firehouses, and then, of course, Christmas Eve. So we thank Santa for taking the time out of his very busy schedule for coming to these events. So remind you. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He can be assured that when he lands here, we have enough insurance should something happen to the sled. But we are grateful to have these events. It'll be a lovely time. As Councilwoman Carmichael said, there will be refreshments there, but there'll also be some sing-along, choir singing, a lot of good times. And I think the parents really appreciate the opportunity to take photos with Santa as well. So very excited for this Friday, and then, of course, this Monday on the mayor's show to call in. And the information can be found on the website or on our Facebook page. And so with that, I'm going to close that portion of the meeting and open it up to the public. Oh, I keep forgetting. I have the backside. Number 13, that'll bring us to number 13, which is the agenda session for December 10th, 2024. The first item on will be an ordinance and second reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks on Sutton's Lane. It'll be open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next will be an ordinance on second construction of local improvement sidewalks on Old New Brunswick Road, and it will be the open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions from council or administration? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks on 11th Street. It will be open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks on Centennial Avenue, open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. Any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item is an ordinance on second reading, acquisition of parcel block 11319, lot 9.01, 550 Hose Lane. Open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. Any comments or questions from council or administration on this? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading, authorizing sale of several lots and blocks. It'll be open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. Are any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading, fully funded $1,735,000, various equipment. It will be open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. Are any comments or questions on this item for next week? Seeing none, that will be on. The next will be an ordinance on second reading, fully funded $2,100,000, street road improvements. It'll be open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions from council or administration on this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next will be an ordinance on second reading, amending and supplementing various chapters of the Municipal Code, Part 3. It'll be open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions regarding this? Seeing none, this will be on. The next will be an ordinance on second reading, acquisition of rights of way, easements, and land in fees simple for improvements for Meister Street. It is open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. And I will say this is awesome for Meister Street. Are there any comments or questions on this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next will be an ordinance on second reading, authorizing the sale of non-conforming lots 20 and 21 of block 7305, which are 5160 and 5170 Orchard Street. It'll be open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions from council or administration on this one? Seeing none, that will be on. The next will be an ordinance on second reading, authorizing contract for sale of real estate block 12703, lot 27, which is 39 Ross Hall Boulevard, and it is open to the public and a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing that on. The next will be a resolution authorizing award of professional services, amended sanitary sewer extension, TWA permits, Highland Avenue, Delaware Raritan Engineering, Inc., not to exceed $10,975. Any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next will be a resolution authorizing award of contract for professional services, new Office of Emergency Management, OEM building, Netta Architects, not to exceed $31,500. Another yay from me on that one. Any comments or questions from council on this? Seeing none, that will be on. The next will be a resolution to accept acceptance of calendar year ending December 31, 2023, and the 2022 audit report. Any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. So that will now bring us to the public portion. I will open it up to the remote attendees first. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hands raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We'll close the remote attendee portion, open it up to the public for the folks here in person. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council and administration will then respond if necessary.
David, do I have to press this? Okay. David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. On the consent agenda, item number E for Echo, how long a period is that for, $197,000? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years?
David, it's 1 year.
Pretty expensive. Item number 8. The block that it mentions, what's the actual physical address?
So there is none. This is a piece of property that the DOT didn't acquire when they built a road. It actually is potentially owned, but based on title searches, by the property owner across the road. It's a non-conforming, non-contiguous piece of property that the township actually had as exempt. Title searches now believe that's actually owned by the property owner. So the township's going to acquire it to clear up title.
It's Raj. Just here, it's like 10 feet by 60 feet or something like that.
It's a small strip of land.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Akins. I hope you have, we'll see you again before the holidays, I'm sure.
Yes, you will.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis, Skagway. April last year, my neighbor noticed a storm drain that was collapsing. The asphalt was actually collapsing in the storm drain. I looked at it. He went and found some cones from PSE&G, put them around there. Looked at it for me, $700 job. All I needed was a little winch to pick up the grate, 10 blocks, and mortar. Cut away 2 by 4 feet of asphalt, expose the cavity, repair the issue. My neighbor called maintenance and made a complaint. A week later, somebody showed up, put a couple more cones, township cones around it. 2 weeks later, four people with a pickup and a winch picked up the grid, laid in the A blocks, fill in the cavity. We'll come in tomorrow, we'll put some asphalt, and it's over. Took some time. My neighbor called up again and made a complaint. Hey, when are you going to finish that? Then a group of people came in with big dump trucks and everything. They broke away 10 foot of a curb on both sides of the storm drain. For what? I can't even imagine. It stayed like that for something like 6 months, exposed. My neighbor called up again and said, hey, what's gonna happen here? Actually, the cherry tree root system was blowing up shoots like 2 feet tall. Took some time. Finally, she called, oh, there's no work order concerning that job. How can that not be a work order when the work order is already established? I was taking a bet with Stefan and said, hey, Stefan, it'll be done next year. He said, nah, it's going to be done before Christmas. He won the bet. It took 7 months.
Mr. Estanios,
complete
your 3 minutes are up.
$700 job.
Sir, your 3 minutes up, sir.
The man hours.
Excuse me.
On that $700 job is impossible. We're talking 1,000-fold the expense.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I'm pretty sure every call is logged in, but we can check on that. Is there anyone else in the public?
His complaint last week, we did check Public Works and they had no record of it.
They didn't.
I sent Jim out and they took a piece of metal out of the tree and they were going to take the limb off, but they had no record of anybody calling it in. So anytime something like that happens, you can always give our office a call.
Right.
Had to follow up on it.
Right. I do know every call that comes into the town is logged in into the system. So. Call in anytime. Is there anyone else in the public who wish to comment? You may do so at this time by coming to the podium. State your name and address and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion.
Council President, Mr. Dacey has.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, I want to introduce Paula Cosarelli, who's our new assistant business administrator. She started yesterday and came in today, so it's good.
Oh, you know, Paula, I apologize. She should have asked you if you had any comments. Did you want to speak now? That would be lovely.
Sure. I just would like to say thank you so much, everyone, for giving me the opportunity to serve the residents of Township of Piscataway. I'm very excited to be here. Day two, almost done. And thank you so much. So far, so good. Everyone's been wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, well, we're glad you got a good reception.
That's welcome, Paula.
Very important.
Council President, I also wanted to bring up something and ask the township attorney to take a look into doing some research. Over the course of the last couple of years, some folks have been that they, some of the school board races are getting to a little bit overly partisan because of being bracketed up into November. And then I don't know what the process, a couple of residents asked me what the process would be to move it back. I'm not know what it is for sure, but if I could just have the township attorney do the research and circulate the memo there, just so you consider that. So I didn't know if anybody else wanted to weigh in on that.
Anyone else want to, counselor, did you?
Yeah, well, just where we've started working on it a little bit, but once we have a memo prepared, we'll distribute it to the council.
Thank you for that.
Will we have it by next meeting or?
Yeah, we should have it in a couple of days.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, Mr. Mayor, was that it? Okay. Well, then that'll take us to number 16, which is an adjournment. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second? I think that was a first and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
No nays? We are adjourned.
Thank you. Have a good night.